local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Absolutely loaded Thursday. Good afternoon. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Already a couple of major road issues to report. We'll get that in just a couple of minutes right after our top three stories. We do, of course, welcome your interaction and appreciate it. The text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. With today's top three stories, the highest-ranking Jewish lawmaker in the U.S. is calling on Israel to hold elections for a new government to deal with the threat of Hamas.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
That is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer with some of the harshest criticism of the Israeli Prime Minister. While Schumer defended Israel's rights to eliminate Hamas, he accused Netanyahu of being too willing to tolerate the civilian death toll. A strong proposal is reportedly on the table for a temporary ceasefire in the war, though. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken said. He adds that it's up to Hamas to take the deal and end the suffering in the region. He's also laying out how the U.S. is building a temporary port off Gaza to get the humanitarian aid into that area. And Congressman Matt Gaetz is set for a deposition early next month in connection to a civil lawsuit that involves allegations he had sex with a minor. That, according to ABC News, Gaetz was served a subpoena today as part of a defamation and racketeering lawsuit that was brought by longtime friend and former Florida House member Chris Dorworth. The subpoena was issued by attorneys representing a woman who's now in her 20s that claims Gaetz had sex with her when she was 17. Of course, last year, the Justice Department declined to bring charges against him, and he has repeatedly denied those allegations. Those are today's top three stories. Austin, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Joe. I could be better.
You could be.
I think you know why.
Thoughts and prayers and condolences to you and all of Wake Forest Nation.
Yeah, Wake just got beat up by the four seed Pitt in the ACC tournament.
Florida State also getting hammered today.
Yeah, but to be fair, I mean, UNC is number four in the nation and they're top seed. So at least their whooping was excusable. Ours, unfortunately, was not. Overall, I'm doing all right.
That's good.
I haven't given up complete hope yet. 4:15 on the nose here. We'll get a quick check of our roads and weather. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. As my co-host proudly said to start, we do have multiple areas of note on the roads currently, particularly if you are coming into Pace, coming over the water, traveling towards Woodbine Road on Highway 90. We do have a lot of issues over that bridge there that's going to basically have you backed up to UWF's main campus, very heavily congested at this time. Also, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile is backed up as well as it usually is. Same can be said for traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10. Speaking of I-10, if you're getting on I-10 West from Pensacola Boulevard, we do have some congestion developing in that area. Nothing too severe, no traffic incident, but it is just something to keep an eye out for. North Blue Angel Parkway, that's if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, that's looking backed up as well. And actually, there's a couple spots on Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, that's backed up as well. Let's see what else here. Sorrento Road traveling westbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Also looking backed up. Gulf Breeze Parkway is going to give you a lot of issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway has worse backups than usual if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach towards Highway 87. And if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, you're going to be backed up a good ways there.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. It will be warm and humid, so a bit of fog may develop as we head toward Friday morning. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the upper 70s, and late in the day and Friday night, there's a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to move through. Into the weekend, low rain chance Saturday, but it's a high 70% chance on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. Our top local headlines today, FHP says an 83-year-old man died this morning in a crash on Mobile Highway. Troopers say the man was leaving the Walmart parking lot at around 8:30 when he drove into the path of a Volkswagen. He was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Santa Rosa County's largest flag in Florida effort is still moving forward, although it's still to be determined where it'll go and where exactly the money will come from.
I want the board to know that I'm not against this flag, but I really can't justify spending tourist development tax for the funding of this flag. If the board wants the flag, they need to use another funding source. As comptroller, I have to take a stand that I will not issue a check from TDT for the flag.
That from Clerk of Court Don Spencer, whose primary issue was the flag's location. Up until now, it had been proposed to be in the parking lot of the county administrative complex. He later said that he was open to the Tourist Development Council determining the appropriate location if TDD funds were to be used. There was also discussion about creating a public-private partnership. Coming up on the program 4:35, we will visit with Commissioner Colton Wright, who will have more on the discussions today, as well as everything else that happened during the county commission meeting this morning. Staying in Santa Rosa County, the union representing teachers in Santa Rosa County says they reached a contract agreement with the district, but they took less than what they were looking for.
The district had a huge increase in discretionary funding this year, almost a 6% increase in discretionary funding. And we thought that increase in discretionary funding warranted more than a 2.07% salary increase from discretionary funds.
And that was Union President David Godwin. He says combined with money from the state, teachers will receive an average increase of 3.87%. Also, a confrontational YouTuber recently went to Pensacola City Hall to film a Freedom Audit-style video. That's where they walk around filming everything and attempt to create some type of confrontation with employees. A security guard had some difficulty explaining security procedures as the film crew egged the situation on.
Oh, you got to have a badge to go in public inside of a publicly owned government building that's paid for by the U.S. taxpayers.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, you do got to get
permission to go in public.
Correct. You fill out.
Tell you what, you call who you got to call, man. I'm doing my story.
Yeah, so Pensacola City Hall is partially secured and requires a pass to access anything beyond the second floor of the building. Eventually, the YouTubers got a pass for the third floor but attempted to go to the sixth when they were confronted by employees and refused to leave. Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall actually was on scene there eventually. We have shared the full link to that YouTube video if you want to check it out on our News Radio Facebook page. 420, we'll take a break there. State and national headlines still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a barber, call the... A barber? What? When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782.
Sorry. I would like to know about the barber thing, by the way.
Yeah, that'll be in our next promo.
That's a separate one. All right.
Yeah, my bad. Let's see. Several spots of note here on the roads. We'll start with if you are traveling on Highway 90. That's if you're coming over the water, traveling towards Woodbine Road, coming from UWF's main campus there. We've got some heavy backups in that area and confirmation of a traffic accident. It's basically going to have you backed up just a little ways past UWF. So that is heavily backed up at this time. Also now have some problems on Scenic Highway. If you are traveling south towards, what road is this here? Olive Road. If you're traveling south on Scenic towards Olive Road, we've got backups in that area as well. No confirmation of an accident report there though. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. That's got some backups. Also, same can be said a bit further south if you're traveling towards Detroit Boulevard. Pine Forest Road going both ways, whether it be traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10. That's going to give you some troubles as well. Traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road is looking backed up also. And then Gulf Breeze Parkway had some pretty severe issues if you were traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. It still has a little that luckily appears to be breaking up. Navarre Parkway still has some pretty heavy backups if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, though. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, congestion in that area is worse than usual. No confirmation of an accident.
The first thing you said, you mentioned UWF. What was that again?
I mentioned if you were traveling basically over the water trying to get into Pace towards Woodbine, it's going to have you backed up past UWF.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Taking a look at the forecast, here's Alan.
The weather tonight will be cloudy, and we could see some fog develop during the late night and morning hours on Friday. It's going to be a humid night and warm with lows in the 60s. Highs Friday, warm as well in the upper 70s. Lots of clouds Friday, and there's a chance for rain late in the day and into Friday night. Saturday, low rain chance, but Sunday, there is a good 70% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
In our state headlines today, a hearing over former President Trump's handling of classified documents in Florida took place today. He was at the courthouse this morning. As his attorneys argued, the case should be tossed out. Trump is also preparing for the start of his New York criminal trial involving alleged hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, although the prosecutors say that they are open to a delay in that trial, so we'll see what happens there.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is deploying troops to South Florida and the Keys to prevent mass migration from Haiti during the gang takeover of the island nation.
A lot of times as states, we feel helpless because primarily immigration has been a federal issue. Seeing states like Florida and Texas have had to take steps because the federal government has been failing. So where the federal government fails, Florida and other states have led.
State Representative and Haitian native Bernard Jacquez says DeSantis needed to act because the federal government did not. He adds the state wants to help the suffering Haitians, but also must prevent violent gang members from accessing our shores.
A Broward County commissioner and congressman have an idea to bring down all Floridians' homeowners' insurance rates.
It would result in approximately 25% immediate rate reduction.
Commissioner Steve Geller says the natural disaster reinsurance bill he drafted, it's been filed in Congress by Jared Moskowitz, would tell insurance companies they only need to pay for reinsurance for up to a 1 in 50-year event, not a 1 in 200-year event, which many currently do. That reinsurance makes up about 50% of a customer's premium. So that's a pretty good idea, I think, there, on the surface. National headlines, the fate of the Michigan father charged in connection with the deadly school shooting that was carried out by his son is now in the jury's hands. James Crumbly is charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of 4 students at Oxford High School. His wife last month, Jennifer, was already found guilty on the same charges there. The death of a non-binary Oklahoma teenager has been ruled a suicide, according to the state medical examiner. 16-year-old Nex Benedict's probable cause of death was the combined toxicity of an antihistamine and an antidepressant. The student died one day after being involved in a fight on February 7th. 3 men are facing federal gun charges in connection to the Super Bowl parade shooting in Kansas City that left 1 person dead. Authorities did not accuse the suspects of opening fire, but instead they took part in illegal firearms trafficking. They're also accused of buying a gun for someone who is not allowed to own one or doesn't want their name involved. Austin, I'm a fan of Bernie Sanders.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
He introduced a bill that would establish a 4-day work week in the U.S. If passed, the bill would lower the threshold required for overtime pay from 40 down to 32, and it would protect employee wages and benefits to ensure there's no loss in pay.
I can get behind that, for sure.
4:30 right now, Commissioner Colton Wright over in Santa Rosa County. He'll be joining the program next to talk about a busy county commission meeting this morning. Stick around.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Donald Trump and his lawyers appeared in a federal courtroom in Florida today, attempting to get a criminal case tossed out. Judge in the case dismissed that effort. The case will proceed. Former president is accused of hoarding classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Fox's Steve Harrigan.
They made the argument that every president, going back to George Washington, had done the same thing Trump had done with documents. The prosecution said, on the contrary, Trump knew what he was doing was wrong.
And the former president is facing 4 criminal cases against him. The Biden administration says it's unclear how many Americans are trapped in Haiti amid rampant gang violence.
They don't register with our embassy to tell us that they are there. So it's impossible for us to know for sure.
State Department spokesperson Matt Miller answering reporter questions today. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now.
Well, J.P. Morgan Chase is facing nearly $350 million in fines after bank regulators said that the banking giant didn't provide adequate monitoring or oversight of trading activities. Well, the bank's accused of not keeping an eye on activities for market misconduct. Chase is being fined by the Fed and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency for violations occurring between 2014 and 2023. In response, a bank spokesperson says that they've identified the issues and are working to correct them. In other news from the banking sector, a Reuters report says that Citigroup is investigating one of its senior executives over bullying claims. The report cites four people familiar with the matter who say that the bank is probing two instances of abusive behavior allegedly carried out by Edward Ruff, who's one of the bank's managing directors, and he's been on leave since January. In a statement, Citigroup says that they'll take action against any employees who fail to meet standards of respectful treatment. On Wall Street, stocks finishing lower today as a key metric on inflation came in higher than expected. The Dow off just over 100 points today. That's your money now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Justin Jefferson enters the final year of his contract, and we are all monitoring an extension announcement. Maybe he's waiting to see who the Vikings QB will be, or maybe the Vikings and Jefferson just don't see eye to eye on what he should be paid. If I was Jefferson, I would set a deadline to reach a contract extension, and if that deadline isn't met, I would then request a trade to the Houston Texans. Imagine C.J. Stroud throwing bombs to Jay Jettas. Now that would be something. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you regret. Write it down so you never forget. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35, or 4:35 rather. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see, a lot going on. We do have an accident if you are traveling over the water on Highway 90 towards Woodbine Road trying to get into Pace. There was an accident report there that's going to have you backed up past UWF. That congestion does not appear to be relinquishing any time particularly soon. Also on Scenic Highway, we've got some backups going both ways, but especially southbound near the intersection with Pelican Lane. If you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road, that's where you're going to experience the most issues there. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10 is going to give you some problems as well. Same thing with Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway has some minor issues traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And on Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, we still have issues there. The last one right now that's giving you the most trouble is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. It will be warm and humid, so a bit of fog may develop as we head toward Friday morning. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the upper 70s. And late in the day and Friday night, there's a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to move through. Into the weekend, low rain chance Saturday, but it's a high 70% chance on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 437. Here at News Radio 92.3, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We go to the phone line, bring on the District 5 Commissioner from Santa Rosa County, Colton Wright. Colton, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Love the bumper song choice there. I was a little skeptical at first, but I'm a big fan of that. Very catchy.
Yeah, great band. I'm a big fan of them. And the lyrical content is all about blue-collar, hardworking Americans. And I think it resonates.
Yeah, well, you guys are very hardworking and will be hardworking still because you've got another meeting in about 15, 20 minutes or so. So want to get right to it here. So busy commission meeting, as I think most people probably expected it would be. A lot of discussion over some important items there. I want to start with the flag. So we've covered this over the last month, the effort to house the largest flag in the state of Florida. So we kind of got some traction earlier this week that the bids would be unsealed. We learned what those bid amounts were today. And then the conversation about, okay, where are we going to put this and how we're going to pay for it? And that's kind of what dominated the conversation today.
Yeah, number one, it was a very productive day between the board meeting and then our budget workshop that we did as well. So I think the board gave some really good direction on how to address the flag issue. One, it was obvious the clerk of courts had some concerns about whether he found the proposed location of the admin center as being an appropriate place where you could use tourist development tax funds. So he expressed some concern there. So the direction the board gave and asked Commissioner Calkins to move forward with, which was to take it to the Tourist Development Council for review, to explore possible locations, and would the Tourist Development Council even be considered in supporting the idea, because that's really the first step before it comes back to the Board of County Commissioners. And the second was to look at exploring a private-public partnership where businesses could be a part of this, and possibly we could do this without taxpayer funds, where maybe the county could offer the location some physical either use on at an existing facility or something like that, and then have private enterprise raise the funds and show you know, public support for the project by raising the funds to actually, you know, construct and maintain the flag.
Is there a particular spot, and I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot or not, I assume you've thought about it at length here. Is there a particular spot in your mind that it just feels like it would be the right place for the flag to go?
Well, I think there's a couple options. I don't believe the county admin center is an appropriate place. It's just not, when you think of tourism or people visiting, it is the place where people come pay their bills or come to a board meeting. It's not a tourist attraction. I think something like the Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Milton would be appropriate. I think if you did something along I-10 at one of the rest areas or the Archer Glover boat ramp, something like that where there's a more of a true destination, I think would make more sense.
Would the beach or somewhere around Navarre Beach be out of the question, just given, you know, the proximity to the coast and, you know, obviously hurricanes always a concern?
You know, in my mind, I don't think it's appropriate. I said, number one, you've already got that large flag there at Camping World on Highway 98. So I think the south end's pretty well covered with the giant flag.
I'd have some concerns with it being so close to the coast from a weather standpoint when it comes to hurricanes. That would give me some pause.
Yeah, I understand that. A couple of non-action items on the agenda today, but some discussion items that you brought forward having to do with community redevelopment agencies, and listening to your comments on Monday, you kind of talked about how, you know, a lot of people in your district look at Gulf Breeze and saying, hey, how can we kind of do some of that? And you believe CRAs would be an answer. And then also a discussion about protections to wellfield protection areas. So what was the gist of those conversations today, and how will the board or county staff move those conversations forward?
Well, thanks, Joe. As you said, there's certainly not action items for today. It was just have an opportunity for have the full board there to discuss the ideas and just understand, you know, kind of a way forward before we bring anything forward for a vote. You know, a community redevelopment agency, along with if you dovetail that into a commercial overlay district along Highway 98 in what I'd call the greater Tiger Point or Midway area, I think really affords people that live in that area, as well as business owners, to have some more input on what they want their community to look like and feel like, and create a sense of community there. I think it's important that every community is different within Santa Rosa County. While we're still all one county and we're proud to be Santa Rosa County, you know, every section of the county has its own different residential makeup, different people, and a different sense of community. I think that's what I'm just trying to bring forward, is let the folks in Gulf Breeze be Gulf Breeze, and let the people in Pace be Pace, and let the folks in Navarre be Navarre. And I think it's kind of revolutionary from a Santa Rosa County standpoint. It's never been done in an unincorporated area, but I figured, you know, big, bold ideas, and we'll see what happens.
Talking with Commissioner Colton Wright from Santa Rosa County, talking about what happened at the meeting today. Commissioner, one thing that I saw as far as just kind of looking down the agenda at some of the big dollar items was there was action on some road improvements at the intersection of Highway 90 and Woodbine, which is kind of, you know, if you're coming across Highway 90, that's definitely the kind of the first intersection, the welcome into Santa Rosa County there, and around $6 million contract that was signed off on today.
Yes, sir. The chairman signed the paperwork after the meeting and the contract, and it's going to make significant improvements there to help traffic flow, particularly flowing south off Woodbine onto Highway 90, headed back west into Pensacola, having the ability to have a constant right turn lane with no stopping, and you have two right turn lanes there. So hopefully that intersection improvement should help traffic flow considerably better once it's completed.
All right. And Commissioner, you also talked about that not only was there the regular meeting, but also a budget meeting later on in the morning today. So it feels like it was just last week when we got the fiscal year 24 or 25 budgets approved and already starting to plan ahead. So trying to, as I understand it, just to set you what your expectations or what your main goals will be for the next fiscal year.
That's right. We're trying to make sure we give staff enough time to basically react to the board's priorities and our visions. You know, we laid out four priorities today for staff, and that was the board's priorities are to focus on infrastructure, to focus on public safety, to continue focusing on workforce retention, and then to make sure we diversify our revenue sources so that we're less dependent on property taxes across the board. So diversify diversification of the revenues. And then we actually took action. We set public hearings for April 4th, 8:30 to 11 a.m. to be a public hearing to address impact fees. So you'll get an up or down vote that day in a presentation. And then that afternoon from 1 to 3:30, we'll have a public hearing and an up or down vote on moving forward with wording and putting something on the ballot in reference to an additional half-cent sales tax specifically for roads and infrastructure improvements.
We'll get more
lots of big things coming.
Awesome. Get more with Commissioner Colton Wright in just a moment. An update on the roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. Don't worry. I'll keep it brief. If you are traveling on Highway 90 towards Pace, particularly towards Woodbine Road, we did have an accident there over the water that was causing some severe backups, and it is still causing some onto Scenic Highway. Speaking of Scenic Highway, if you're traveling southbound on Scenic towards Olive Road, we still got backups there as well. Caroline Street coming westbound over Blackwater River into downtown Milton, giving us typical evening traffic problems also. And Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling southbound towards, U.S. Highway 98, and then even further south towards Dog Track Road, we got a lot of backups there. The last main spot is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point.
All right. Taking a look at the forecast moving forward overnight tonight, currently sitting at 68, mostly cloudy skies. Should have some dense fog with the cloud cover overnight. 65 for the low, bit warmer, and a 40% chance of thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 77. Continuing our conversation with Commissioner Colton Wright. Commissioner, I wanted to ask the Channel 3 did a story, and I know that the sheriff, Bob Johnson, put out on social media his concerns regarding the millage rate potentially being lower, that would potentially have an impact on his budget. Would that have come up today at all?
Yes, it was discussed. There was a 3-2 vote to move forward with at least discussion on possible millage rate reductions. I was the third vote on that. The only way I support lowering the millage rate is as long as we're not doing a one-for-one swap. If we're at a net neutral when it comes from revenue by lowering the millage rate and adding a revenue source somewhere else, that's not going to get the job done. I'm willing to lower the millage rate in certain increments as long as we have other ways to diversify our revenue and we have the ability to really move forward and get some projects done that are far long down the road in the making. Canada's been kicked down the road for so many decades. We've got to get caught up on infrastructure.
All right. Well, Colton, we'll get you out of here on this. I couldn't help but notice today, with the St. Patrick's holiday being on the 17th, the very nice green plaid blazer, the green button-up you had on, the Irish lapel pin. I didn't see the top hat, though. Is that coming out at some point later?
I don't own a top hat. I do have a newsboy hat, but I did sprinkle some shamrocks around the boardroom just to have a little fun today. So
very good. All right. Well, Commissioner,
keep it light where you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time, and we'll let you get to your next meeting. So we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks so much. Have a great one.
All right, you too. That was Commissioner Colton Wright in Santa Rosa County. Busy day for them. 4:50. We'll take a break and back with some lighter stuff making the rounds today. Pensacola right now.
It will be a beautiful day in the neighborhood on March 16th. Will WSRE PBS host Be My Neighbor Day? Bring the kids to the WSRE Amos studio where they'll meet Daniel Tiger and enjoy free family fun focused on early learning, health, and safety, and the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers. Be My Neighbor Day is from 10 to 2 on Saturday, March 16th, sponsored in part by the Florida Prepaid College Board, Covering Florida, and State Farm.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a good conversation with Wes Moreno, the county administrator, about a flooding issue on a local road and how to use and not abuse the 911 service. Talked with Mike Wood, the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department, about this weird ambush video of some folks who came and tried to make City Hall look bad. Also talked about the TikTok ban passed by the House yesterday. Will it succeed? And since it's Pi Day, we asked the question, in math, what was the thing that you hated the most as a kid learning? You can listen to these conversations at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
.451 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Good conversation there with Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright we just had. We'll do a little bit of a rapid fire round here and just kind of moving through some of the other top headlines and the lighter stuff going on. We know Austin is heartbroken about the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, who are now probably out of the NCAA tournament, having lost to Pitt today. What else? What other big games we got going on tonight?
All right. We got an absolutely loaded slate tonight. At 6 o'clock, we've got Kansas State and Iowa State on ESPN2. We also got NC State and Duke on ESPN.
And that'll be on our sister station, by the way, ESPN Pensacola.
Yes. And we got Providence and Creighton on FS1. And Duquesne and Dayton, that's going to be at 6:30 on USA.
Yeah, Florida State also lost earlier today.
Yeah.
Players' Championship underway in Florida, taking place at TPC Sawgrass. That's one of the more popular lesser majors, if you want to call it that. It's not a major, but it's kind of treated as a smaller one. Of course, with I think it's hole 17, it's like the island green out there. That's really cool. And some health, business, and science notes today. Investors are already coming together to buy TikTok. Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that he's building an investor group to acquire the popular app, of course, after the House vote yesterday.
And first-time unemployment claims are down slightly in the week ending March 8th. The numbers out from the Labor Department today show they dropped by 1,000 to 209,000 compared to the week before. That's 9,000 below what analysts were expecting.
SpaceX says its Starship rocket did not survive reentry during its test flight. The most powerful rocket ever built successfully launched into space, though, so that is an improvement because the last two times it's exploded shortly after takeoff. The Starship is designed to eventually carry NASA astronauts to the moon, so obviously a lot more work to be done
yes.
ensuring its safety for all on board. Some pop culture notes today. Let's see. Oh, big news for me today. NSYNC has reunited for the first time in over 10 years.
Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Baby, bye,
you know,
bye.
I'm going to get it in.
Okay.
I'm going to get it in there.
Well, okay.
So all five members of the 90s boy band got together during a Justin Timberlake concert in L.A. They performed three songs, including their new one, Paradise, which is coming out on his upcoming album, Everything I Thought I Was, which drops on Friday. So stay tuned tomorrow. We, you know, I just may, because it's Friday, I just may have snippets of every song on the album, and we'll just go right down the list.
Yes, if you haven't gathered, Joe's like 1998 nostalgia, bedroom
man.
Posters
yes.
have all been fulfilled. Their souls
yes.
have been lifted. Yes, 4:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Last one for this hour. Let's see. Still have some backups if you're coming from UWF, traveling over the water towards Woodbine Road on Highway 90, trying to get into Pace. Had an accident report there that caused some serious backups. And as I said, still very much congested. You're still going to be backed up a pretty good ways.
Texture, by the way, on that scenic
yes.
highway just texted to let us know that there's a lane shift. That is traffic. That's what's backing it up there as you're heading north.
Yeah, we've got some backups on.
South.
Yeah, we've got some runoff on scenic, but also, yes, if you're traveling south towards Olive Road, we got some issues there because of that. And also just on North Davis Highway, you're going to be backed up past Copter Road. So still a lot of congestion there to deal with. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, we've still got some issues in that area. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, that's giving you the typical evening grief it always does. Southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road is looking very congested at this time. Gulf Breeze Parkway still has issues. If you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, you'll find some on Navarre Parkway as well if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got evening traffic giving us problems there.
All right. Alan has the weather update.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. It will be warm and humid, so a bit of fog may develop as we head toward Friday morning. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the upper 70s. And late in the day and Friday night, there's a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to move through. Into the weekend, low rain chance Saturday, but it's a high 70% chance on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. If you're just joining us, recapping the day's top three stories, a couple having to do with Israel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer with some strong words today, criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is calling on Israel to actually hold elections for a new government to deal with the threat of Hamas. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, says there's a strong proposal on the table now for a temporary ceasefire. It's up to Hamas, he says, to take the deal. And our Congressman Matt Gaetz is now set for a deposition early next month in connection to a civil lawsuit that involves allegations he had sex with a minor. Of course, last year, the Justice Department declined to bring charges against him. He has repeatedly denied the allegations as well, but he is set to be deposed. April 5th is the date on that. Taking a look at some wackier stories in the headlines today. A student pilot from Northern Virginia is facing charges after allegedly trying to break into the cockpit of a commercial jet. 19-year-old Nathan Jones was arrested in March and charged with interfering with a flight crew. Witnesses say Jones made three separate attempts to enter the cockpit of an Alaska Airlines flight. Alaska Airlines probably a bit on edge, of course, with their recent history with customers and people on board trying stuff. When asked what he was doing, Jones reportedly told flight attendants he was testing them.
Idiot.
His lawyer plans to ask for a mental evaluation.
Appropriate.
The flight school probably needs to remove him as well. We appreciate your spunk, kid, but yeah. I don't think being a pilot's cut out for you.
Yeah, I like your hands-on teaching, but that's a no-go. A new calf in Louisiana will have you seen double. Doughface was born late last month in a town outside of Baton Rouge at Bro Farms. She is white with brown stripes and has two conjoined faces with four eyes. According to the farm's Facebook page, she's making steady progress so far, which is rare for a cow with the condition. The oldest one on record lived for less than 40 days. However, the odds of her existing at all is 1 in 400 million.
Yeah, and also interesting one here, a Goodwill store in central Pennsylvania had a single Lego piece listed for $15 online, but somebody actually tipped him off that, hey, I think this is worth a lot more than that. It was a Lego mask that was actually made of 14 karat gold.
What?
Lego only made 30 of them, and so they took it off the market and ended up selling it at auction, where it made over $18,000. It's the most a single Lego piece has ever sold for. So good on the Goodwill store. Good on whoever told them and tipped them off instead of taking advantage there.
Yeah, that dude knew his stuff.
4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Back in about 10 minutes, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.